Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Farson,
Tucker Polson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. How was your weekend?
It was good. Basketball practice, per usual. Hung out with my mom and my little sister. That's about it.
It was good. I had to work both days. Saturday, I had to go in at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, I worked. I got out of there pretty early. I got out at like 8. So it wasn't too bad.
Favorite cartoon show growing up?
Y'all know Dexter's Laboratory or whatever? The little short boy with the glasses. And he had an older sister. Here, hold on. I'm going to pull a picture of it.
Oh, no.
Y'all go ahead while I
find it. Mine was the Backyard Kids.
Mine was, I don't know if the Fresh Big Band count, but I like that show.
This Dexter right here.
Anyhow, Colin.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. I used to watch it on my little DS. Like I had an old DS, and we had a little cartoon thing, like Cartoon Network thing that plugged in the bottom of it. And I just watched cartoons.
I still got mine, but I can't find the charger to it.
I got because my sister had one. I had like 3 of them at the house, but I don't got a charger for none of them. Yeah. Now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review.
On March 13th, South Florence came to Hartsville with a dominant pitcher and handed the Red Foxes a 6-0 loss. Hartsville managed only one hit, a double by Grayson Weekly. Dawson Lloyd was the starting pitcher for Hartsville, going 3 innings, giving up 4 runs with 3 strikeouts. Luke Thompson threw 4 innings in relief, giving up 2 runs, none earned, while striking out 5.
Hartsville softball got their first region win last week, beating Myrtle Beach 18-4. Myrtle Beach got the scoring started in the first inning with 2 runs and 2 hits. The Lady Foxes will answer right back as Avery Easters hit a 2-run home run in the bottom of the first to tie the game. Myrtle Beach took the lead in the top of the third, scoring 1 run. Then it was all Foxes. Hartsville put up 13 runs in the bottom of the third inning. Triples by Trinity Davis and Tatum Weaver, along with a double by Camden Thompson, led the hit barricade. Easters, Davis, and Jasha
McCullough
hit. Well, each had multiple hits on that night. In the circle, Allie Bailey got the start and through the first 3 innings, giving up 3 runs while striking out 4 to get the win. Tatum Weaver threw the last 2 innings for the Lady Foxes.
Hartsville boys soccer lost to Myrtle Beach 7-0 last week. The boys couldn't get much going on the offensive side of the ball.
Saturday, the Hartsville track and field team traveled to Sumter for the Sumter Gamecock Invitational. The Red Foxes fought hard through winning the competition throughout the day. Both the boys and the girls team finished 3rd overall in the team standings. The Red Foxes brought home multiple first place finishes in a variety of events. Darisha McAllister won 3 events and brought home the award for the top female field athlete of the meet. Justin Canty won 2 individual events and was part of the 2 winning relays and brought home the award for top male sprinter of the meet. Katie Nutt won 2 individual events and brought home the award for top female distance runner of the meet. Congratulations to the following athletes on their performances for that day.
Here's Coach Boob with the upcoming events for the week of March 20th.
Coach Boob, what athletic schedule for this week?
We got a ton. So we got stuff all over the place. We got home games every single night this week. Just depending on the program that you're wanting to follow. So our region games against West Florence for a few of our teams got moved to tonight. Normally they play on Tuesday night. So we got girls soccer and softball against West Florence tonight for region. And then we got JV baseball at Wilson, followed up with on Tuesday. Tennis is the home match. They're against West Florence for region. And then track, soccer, and baseball are all on the road. On Wednesday, softball and baseball are home. Those are varsity games. Those are non-region against Dylan and Andrew Jackson with JV softball on the road. And then on Thursday, everything you can think of is going to be home. So we got tennis, softball, baseball, and girls soccer all home. Region games, non-region games. So you pick a venue you want to go to and come on out. And then on Friday, we got girls soccer home versus Wilson, baseball versus Wilson home, and then boys soccer and softball travel to Wilson for all region games. And then on Saturday, cap it off with some JV baseball on the road, and then track will go to the one of those elite track meets that's at Waccamaw. So they'll be headed towards the beach area, good little ride for a big track meet for them. So full week, a lot of opportunities to see us, and a lot of home opportunities to come out and cheer on the Red Fox.
Thank you, Coach
Boo. Coach Boo, what? Athletics good.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hearts of Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I am your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Farson.
Tucker Paulson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.